the procedure for the grant of patents. Now, this talks about a process with regard to the application for a period of 18 months which cannot be entertained into the public domain, and therefore when it has to be published in the official gazette, the applicant asks for a little time so that after the expiry of the set period, it is now published in the official gazette. So here is a procedure whereby the applicant goes through a process whereby after he has it submitted to the controller looks for an examination by experts on the subject. The expert is required to look for certain anticipation, which means any results which are already claimed in an earlier specification, and thereafter is required to submit his areas or submit his observations unto the controller, wherein the controller takes a decision for the grant of a patent. We now move into the various areas for procedure for grant of patents. We now move into the procedure or the method of application and its submission. An application for patent shall not be open to the public for 18 months from the date of filing of the application. So friends, the duration is 18 months from the date of filing the application or the date of the priority of the application, that is the time when a complete specification is submitted by the applicant, whichever is earlier. The applicant requests the controller in form number 9 to publish his application before the expiry of the set prescribed period. Now, however, whenever there is any provision regarding secrecy, now supposing there is a patent for a defense purpose, there is an apparatus for the purposes of atomic energy wherein there is secrecy to be maintained by the government. The government tells the applicant that definitely the duration of time will be after the expiry of the set period. So, depending on the area of whether secrecy is required to be maintained or no, it is at the discretion of the controller to have it officially published in the gazette notification. Request in form 18 after publication, but within 48 months from the date of priority of the application or from the date of filing of the application, whichever is earlier. Now, if there is any interested person who is required to make any kind of an opposition on this application, he is required to make an application within a period of 48 months from the date of the priority of the publication or from the date of filing of the application, whichever is earlier. If it is not done within this period of 48 months, the application shall be treated as withdrawn, and thereafter there will be no grounds as far as examination is concerned. Now, this examination of this application is a very important area wherein any interested person or the applicant is required to request the controller that his invention with regard to the patent application is required to be examined by an examiner. Now, he is a competent authority to find out four important things. Is it in compliance with the act and the rules? Is the invention lawfully undertaken, or is there any area where patent should not be granted? Number 3, is there any area as regards anticipated results or claims which are already published before the application? And therefore, here is an area wherein the examiner gives his report to the controller. The controller is required to have a scrutiny of this application, and the examiner, within a period of 1 month, max 3 months, which is extended, will give his observations as regards the scrutiny of this application. Thereafter, a search for anticipation. Now, what is anticipation? It means results of any kind of invention are already known or publicly obtained by any other third person, and therefore the particulars of any specification which are already there and known previous to the submission of the current application is called as anticipation. Now, whenever there is such an anticipation of the results, that means the process or the method or any kind of methodology or process has already been incorporated by somebody else. And therefore, this person who has applied or wanting to procure a patent for his invention now finds that the results are already anticipated. The examiner is required to make a report wherein the report of the examiner and the version of the applicant is taken into consideration. And if the controller feels that this applicant has a certain specification which is not favorable, he requests the applicant to have the specifications amended suitably. Patent published but not granted. Any person may in writing represent by way of an opposition to the controller against the grant of a patent on the following grounds. As I've told you, this could be any person who is interested. Who is the person who is interested? A man conducting an invention on the same line. A person who is a bona fide manufacturer. A person who has any trading activity in the same line, whether it's in the field of food, whether it is in the field of drugs or medicines, as the case may be, he finds that such an invention should not be given a patent. What are the claims that he makes? His justification are as follows. The applicant for the patent is wrongfully obtained, whereby the opponent says that the invention which the applicant is now applying for is actually obtained from the opponent. So he says that it has been wrongfully obtained from him, or any part of the specification which is a method or a process has been wrongfully taken from him, so that it is an infringement. What is an infringement? It is a third party who violates the rights of a patentee. So therefore, when there is a breach of the terms and conditions and a third party is trying to encroach on your rights, here is a person who says that the patent has been wrongfully obtained by this applicant, or any part thereof from him has been obtained fraudulently. The invention claimed has already been published before the priority date of the claim. The invention as claimed is claimed in a claim of a complete specification which is already published on or after the priority date of the applicant's claim, and therefore filed in pursuance of an application for a patent in India. It means that there is a complete specification whereby an inventor has already made all these details published earlier. And therefore, when it is already there in the public domain, this application of the present applicant is not conducive. It is a claim of which the priority date is earlier than that of the applicant's claim. An invention as claimed was publicly known or publicly used in India before the priority date of the claim. The invention as claimed is obvious, that is, there is nothing new, there is no novelty, and therefore what is an invention for which you are giving a patent? It is something which is new. But unfortunately here, in the patent's application, there is no novelty. There is nothing new. There is no inventive step, and therefore the results are obvious and clearly does not involve any technical advancement. The subject of any claim of the complete specification is not an invention or is not patentable under the Act. Friends, we have already seen that there were 12 areas on inventions not patentable. It could be something which is frivolous. It could be something which is adverse to public health and nutrition. It could be something which is in the area of defense or atomic energy. It could be something which is a mere mathematical calculation, or something which is a substance wherein it is a mere admixture in the chemical industry. So in such areas where the claims made by him are not patentable under the Act, this is an application coming under the area of inventions not patentable, says the opponent. A complete specification does not sufficiently and clearly describe the invention. That is, what is the methodology that has been used? What is the process? What is the substance? And how is it an advancement over the earlier one? Has not been mentioned by him, that is the applicant. The applicant has failed to disclose information to the controller, and therefore the opponent is of the opinion that the patent shall not be granted. When is an invention not deemed to be anticipated? There are five grounds precisely. By a prior publication, by a previous communication to the government, by public display, by public working, by use and publication after the provisional specification. Prior publication. It means any specification has already been published before 1912, or any publication was with the consent of the inventor or the person through whom a title was derived, that is the assignee, and therefore it was with their consent that the particulars were published. And today the patentee says that fine, after the publication was known, an application was by me was immediately made, there is no question of anticipation in such an eventuality. Any communication made to the government or to any governmental authority doesn't imply that the results are anticipated. By a public display. Now here there could be any international exhibition. There could be any regional exhibition of an invention or a new product that is obviously on display. Now, can you say that there is an infringement by a third party, or is there an anticipation? No, certainly not. So where there is any kind of a display of any methods, apparatus or machines, and it is there in the public domain, you have also used it, that doesn't mean that the results are anticipated. Even when it is worked on a trial basis, so supposing by public working, somebody has used it and it is already there, does it mean that the results are anticipated? No, it is not essentially. And finally, by use in publication after a provisional specification, it could happen that after a temporary area of a description for trial basis, we just have an experiment whether it is commercially vendable or no. Are the results deemed to be anticipated? No, certainly not. The results are not deemed to be anticipated, and therefore the area of anticipated results do not come into the picture. Such an invention is not deemed to be anticipated. Now we move down to the area as to the powers and duties of the controller on report of the examination and on the search for anticipation. As we are aware, the controller is the competent authority who will decide on the various areas as far as the application and the eligibility for granting a patent is concerned. His first and foremost duty communicate objections. Whatever are the grounds for objections that we have seen from interested parties or the opponents, the controller has to immediately inform the applicant, asking him to give his version and the evidence in support of the same, so that he is able to justify the granting of the patent. So, any communications of any objections or by the examiner's report has to be immediately communicated by the controller to the applicant. Refuse or direct an amendment. Whenever any specifications are required to be amended, it is the duty of the controller to direct such an amendment. At the same time, if the application is not lawful, if the application or the specifications or any documents related thereto are not in compliance with the Act or the rules, controller shall refuse or reject the application. Whenever he is of the opinion that inventions are not patentable and therefore an immediate direction regarding amendment is required to be made, he shall proceed with the directions as regards amendment of the specification unto the applicant. Amendment of the complete specification. Now, certain details as regards description, details as regards methodology, details as regards technical advancement may not be given. In such an eventuality, it is the controller who has to direct the amendment of the complete specification. Post-dating. Now, the dates for filing could be antedated or it could be post-dated. Post-dated, a date for a future point of time after filing of the date of publication. Now, here he says, why is it done? It is normally at the request of the applicant that the controller has a post-date, because there may be certain areas which are disclosed in the provisional and thereafter there are certain further details in a complete specification which are required to be given, and therefore this is a date which is stuck on to a future point of time at the request of the applicant unto the controller. In case of anticipation, whenever the examiner is of the opinion that a claim has already been made earlier or a claim in a complete specification has already been disclosed prior to the submission of this application and therefore the results are already anticipated, it has to be brought to the notice of the controller. The controller in such a case shall immediately ask for amendment of the specification, so that if this is not done, he is entitled to either refuse to proceed with the application or he may not continue with assessing the application format. Substitution of applicants. As he has a scrutiny of the applications, it may so happen the applicant dies. The assignee passes away. Now, the survivors and the legal representatives are required to make an application unto the controller, whereby the controller is required to substitute, that is, in place of the original person or the inventor or the assignee who is no more. Here will be a person who is substituted by way of a new application in whose name it now stands, will be the task undertaken by the controller. The time for putting the application in order, he now directs the applicant that within a period of 12 months, the application, the specification and other details as regards the amendments has to be put in order for the purposes of a grant of a patent. Thank you very much. We have now had an insight into the area with regard to the procedure for patents, wherein the formalities have been seen through with regard to the areas as regards the examination report and the powers and duties of the controller with regard to the application.